You know, we all know that if people don't vote, democracy doesn't work as it's intended. And maybe that's part of the problem why these bills are all bottled up. During the recent primary election in May, as has been pointed out by Representative Tony DeLuca, many counties were lucky to have a 20% voter turnout. And when you look at that, it certainly shows that clearly something's wrong, and we need to change that. And to me, our task is pretty simple. We need to find a way to make voting easier and more accommodating to the modern day busy lives of our citizens. The legislation that I've introduced is Senate Bill 440 for the last several sessions, would provide greater convenience by enabling voters to cast their ballot for up to 2 weeks before Election Day. Early voting would help people who work several jobs, travel, or may face uncertainty about making it to the polls on Election Day. Real simple. My bill caters to voters rather than making voters cater to some specific voting date within a 13-hour time frame. 33 other states and the District of Columbia already offer early voting programs. So I don't see any logical reason, why Pennsylvania shouldn't follow suit. There's a lot of things that are illogical around here sometimes. So to truly understand the magnitude early voting has on the United States and how much behind the curve our Commonwealth is, on November 7, 2016, one day before the presidential election, 42 million Americans had already casted their ballot through early voting. We're certainly behind the times here. The simple reality is, if anyone in this General Assembly isn't supporting all these bills, or at least one of these bills that ensures voter access and participation, then we know they are just making voting more difficult for the many residents of this Commonwealth from exercising their duty and their right to vote. We in Pennsylvania, we need to build momentum. That's what we're hoping to do here today, to encourage our voters to get out there and participate and to weigh in with their representatives that they need and want early voting. One of the other measures that are being offered here today and talked about, we need to do something to get more folks to vote in this time and in this age that we can do here today. Hopefully we'll push that momentum forward and we'll see someone maybe out there paying attention to us and run some of these bills.